Blog Talk Radio.
So good and so kind. We want to welcome all of you on this prayer line, people from all over the world. And let's go to God in prayer. He's been so kind. Heavenly Father, we recognize that you are the only.
Yes, Lord. We can't hear you. Lost you, Dr. Johnson.
You don't hear me now?
Yes.
Praise God. Father, we do glorify you and lift you up, give you all the honor and all the praise and adoration. What a wonderful privilege it is to come before you and acknowledge that you are the only true and living God. We say Hosanna, and we say Hallelujah. All of our jubilation goes to you, Lord. We thank you. We magnify you.
Thank you.
We marvel at your handiworks. How precious, precious, precious you are, God. And we thank you. We treasure you.
Yes, Lord.
Praise you. And we proclaim you all over, everywhere we go, all over the world. God knows we revere you and give you all the reverence and all the respect. More than that, we trust you. We trust you with our lives. We trust you with our family. We trust you with our thoughts. We trust you with everything. You're proving yourself over and over again to us in the name of Jesus. I don't know why the children of Israel didn't get it the first time. God, you're so glorious, so wondrous. Our souls delight in thee. We dedicate ourselves to thee, Lord. My God, we appreciate you so much. Oh, my God, we applaud you and bless your holy name. You are the reason why we are in existence. We cherish you and celebrate. My God, thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. And thank you for what you're going to do. Thank you, Lord. We claim on this line that you will increase their territory, that you'll bless them in a multitudinous way. You'll be there every step of the way. We suddenly adore you and acknowledge your presence in the room. And we ask that you take over in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, take over this line. And whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. We're certainly subject to you, and everything is subject to you. Now, bless the people all over. Yeah. I ask that you would bless them on this prayer line in a bountiful, bountiful way. Give miracles like nobody can do but you. We ask that you touch them. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. And we'll give you the praise and all the adoration. In the name of Jesus, heal sick bodies and heal physical bodies. We treasure for you. In Jesus' name, thank God and praise you for it. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you on this prayer line. Thank you for getting up and to help us give God praise. Oh, my God, the Lord, be praised everywhere. We're in the midst of the new awakening. If you haven't woken, if you haven't awakened yet, or if you haven't woke up yet, and you don't understand what the new awakening is, it's a spiritual shift from the give me, give me, give me mode or approach to God to the thank you, thank you, thank you approach to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We praise him for the new awakening. God bless all of you. Good morning to you, Lord. Good morning to you, Lord. Everybody, can y'all
morning,
speak to
Lord.
The Lord? Amen. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
Good morning,
Lord.
He's an amazing name. Hallelujah. My. He's in the room. Amen. He comes for a reason.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you. God bless you. Let's commence the line with praise. Everybody open up from every area code. If God has been good to you, even this morning over the weekend, if he's done anything for you, then you owe him some praise. Why don't you give him what you owe him?
Yes, Lord.
Praise him now. Praise check.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Lord, we
thank
praise you.
You.
We give
thank
you glory. For adoration.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Thank you for the anointing.
Glory.
Holy we just praise
you.
Everybody, from every area code, you ought to be praised.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Y'all to get that praise ready every morning. And when we say praise check, that means everybody come in and praise the Lord. We thank you for being here in the name of Jesus. And I know y'all got some things to tell about what the Lord did. I know I do.
Yes.
About what he has done. Amen. Wonderful. I want to just welcome everybody from all around the world on this praise line, on this prayer line. Amen. And we do honor all of you. And thank God for our ambassadors, Ambassador Hagen, Ambassador Stern, Hagen. That's the lady who gives me such a wonderful introduction. All of our ambassador-elect, Ambassador.
Terrence, God bless.
Pastor Durrell, and all of you on the front line. But most of all, I thank God for Jesus. And then I thank God for Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Amen. The First Lady of this line. And my mother, the mother to the nation, Mother Edley Johnson. Amen. God bless you. To all the bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. We do honor you too, and all of our mothers on the line who are praying for us. We pray for you and thank God for you. Your prayers many times have brought me through the storm and through the rain. God bless you. We appreciate you. Get ready for your praise reports. You know, the Lord gave me a revelation the other day. I think I'll share it with you now. And some of y'all, it will be the answer to a question perhaps you've had for years and years and years. And God showed me, as I've been dealing with some illustrations on.
We can't hear you. We can't hear you, Pastor.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
God bless you. Having a few problems this morning. Hold on just a minute. Praise the Lord. All right. Can y'all hear me now?
We can hear you.
God bless you. I wanted to share this revelation God gave me the other day. It would be the answer to some of your questions that you've had for years. Have you ever noticed? Let me set this up a little better. I've been dealing with some illustrations on fights lately. And if you've ever watched a fight on television, when the fighter hits his opponent and he hits him hard, he looks to see if he has harmed him. And he can tell if he hurt him because he'll be staggering or he'll fall backwards, and that opponent knows that he hurt him. And I normally would ask men, those who know about fights, when an opponent hits the person he's fighting and he staggers, does he back up or does he go in for the kill? And every time they answer, he'll go in for the kill for sure. If he sees he's hurt, that fighter will go in and start hitting him with every blow. Why? He's trying to knock him out. He's trying to hit him with every blow he can. He doesn't ease up at all, but he comes in to try to knock him out while he's hurt, while he's staggering. He's going to try to get him. And that's the answer right there. There it is, right before you. That's the answer to your question. Have you ever had the enemy to hit you? Statement. Don't cough in the phone, Mother. Turn your head away. Put your phone on mute, if you would. And he sees that you hurt, and you've made a statement. Seem like when it rains, it pours, I'm telling you. Seems like one thing after another. Over, you get one thing going, and then here comes another thing. Why is that happening? Why? For example, they give you a notice that your light's going to be cut off. You got to fix that. And then somebody calls, and your sister is gone. And then all of a sudden, you look around, there's another notice that they're going to cut your electricity off. Then there's another notice that your phone is going to be cut off. And all those things start hitting at the same time. Why? The enemy, when he hits you one time and you I don't think I can make it. Oh, Lord, I don't know if I can. Well, he's watching you to see if you're hurt. And if he feels like you're hurt, he'll come in for the kill. He's trying to knock you out. That's what he's trying to do. I hope you get this. He's trying to knock you out. And what happens if you go to church and your light's off, instead of you going in, oh, Jesus, I don't know if I can make it. But you come in, and instead of doing that, you raise your hand and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You go to praise God like you lost your mind. It throws him instead of throwing you. It makes you come in for the kill. In other words, he'll have to leave you alone because he sees that his strategy is not working on you. That's why the more you praise him, the more he'll bless you. And that's why when you're going through a storm, learn how to thank him. I might challenge you to learn how to thank him 1,000 times when you're going through. And just don't pay no attention to him, because I read that scripture to you the other day in Revelations 20 and the first chapter, that an angel, is going to take Lucifer, the devil, that old serpent, and grab him and take this chain, this huge chain, and put a chain around him and bind him and then throw him into the bottomless pit. Don't worry about it. God is on your side, and he'll pull you through the storm. Just keep praising him. Thank God. I taught him and been teaching on the blog line. I want you to know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But it's not faith for you to have a problem and be sick in your body and wait till you hear the doctor say, well, you're going to be all right. And then you start praising God like you lost your mind. That sounds like you got faith in the doctor. But faith is actually when they tell you that something's wrong in your body and you start praising God in advance. in advance before you hear any word from anybody, before you have, you take the examination and all that. You just start praising God in advance for your healing. That's what faith is. And you just believe him for your healing before you hear the doctor say anything. See, all doctors are, and God bless you, every doctor, but all they really are people who've gone to school for several years here and learned about the human body. But they don't have any supernatural power. The supernatural power comes from God. And faith is believing God before you hear the word, before it happens. Amen. It may have happened, but you just believe him, and you haven't been told anything. You just got faith to believe God. And see, that's he moves. Faith moves God. And when you start praising him in advance, I thank him 1,000 times in advance. You thank him 1,000 times in advance and see what God will do for you. You thank God 1,000 times that he won't hear your thanks, he won't bless you, he won't come to your rescue. I think the opposite is true. I think he'll bless you. I think he'll give you a miracle. I think he'll come to your rescue. And the Lord bless you and keep you. All right, God bless you. I'm going to open up the prayer line this morning to every praise. It belongs to God. If you got a praise report, don't hesitate. If God's been good to you, don't hesitate, saints. Wake up. Don't hesitate. Give him a praise. Tell what God did for you. Oh, my God, at Amazing Grace yesterday. Well, I'll let y'all tell y'all. Anybody want to tell about Amazing Grace, that's fine with me. But if you got a praise, the line is open to you. Praise reports. Who's the first one that want to jump in there and talk for Jesus? Who?
Good morning. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City, 913. Oh, I magnify the Lord. It's an honor to your leader, Dr. Johnson, and to all of the workers and all the people of God. I'm just so happy this morning to be a part of the prayer line. And I thank God because faith is something of things to hope for. The evidence of things not seen. On yesterday, I was able to make 2 services. Oh, my God. One, Pentecostal Powerhouse, my youngest son's service, and went from there to Amazing Grace, my own church. God knows that I got there just in time to witness a great, great, great service. My God, I was praying that the Lord would let the Holy Ghost reign and don't let me be tired and neither sleepy. And God did just that. I wasn't tired. I wasn't sleepy. And the Spirit of the Lord was raging when I went in. I tell you, and the Lord blessed in a mighty, mighty great way. And I thank God for the service of the Lord. Thank you for the strength he gave me. Thank you for a good night's rest. My God woke me up this morning on time for the prayer. My pastor called when I was already awake. And I'm so happy because everything he said this morning, the message the Lord has given him, that thing happened to me yesterday morning trying to get ready for 2 services. And everything I tried to do, Satan wasn't going to look like. It was Satan was in the way. And I just had to stop and rebuke him and bind him and cast him out that I might be able to get ready. And I thank God because faith is a something. And I love the Lord and it's just wonderful to have faith in God, knowing we are nothing without him. Without him, we can't do nothing. But God is standing by, and he helped me to get ready for 2 services. God bless you. I'm feeling good this morning, and the Lord is good to me. Thank God, and God bless you.
Thank God for you, Mother Johnson, and may I say that you looked like a queen yesterday. Amen. You can go to any national meeting in that suit you had on yesterday. You were just sharp. God bless you. All right, anybody else? Got a praise report. Anyone?
God bless and good morning to everyone on the prayer line this morning. I honor the Lord for his blessings. Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky, praising God for our leader and chief ambassador, Dr. Johnson, and thanking God for each and everyone on the prayer line. It's so good to hear Mother Johnson's voice and hearing that she's that might be the youngest one on here and yet the eldest on here and going forth before everybody else. I praise God, and it's an honor just to hear your voice, Mother Johnson. It blesses the line to for us to hear you. And we thank God for you. Praise God. We know you're always looking like a queen. Praise God. No wrinkles in your face or anything. God has been good to you. And when I grow up, I want God to be just that good to me. So I'm trying to live so that I can live again. But I'm praising God for his many blessings on yesterday. We've been in two services for the past couple of Sundays. And we just praising God because even just the other day, we had some wet spots here in the house and didn't know what was happening. And it was the washing machine had begun to leak. But then my husband went and he said, well, I'm taking it over here. He took it to a place. And when he took it over there, someone else was bringing theirs in, an elderly couple. Had a set that was barely used. It looked like it was barely used. And they said, oh, well, you can have this one. And I just started thanking God because even before he left here and didn't know he would run into such a blessing. However, things worked out. He got a machine in here, got it working. I didn't miss a beat. And I guess he wanted to keep me washing clothes, keep me busy. But I am praising God that nothing else took place. And the Lord prepared that for us and had it there for me. It might be a small thing to some, but it's a blessing to me to know that when you don't have time to run out and do all of your laundry and run out and send this one, send that one, and go do this, it takes a lot of time. I praise God for blessing me like that. And the miracles he worked on yesterday, even in the message, the young lady was saying, oh, God gave you that message. I just want you to know that message was for me. I will not go back to the situation that brought me into a place and had me in the hospital. I will not turn back. So God bless you for that message. And even the saints of God was just thankful. It's a good thing to rise up this morning and be able to give God the praise. Thank God for this opportunity.
Lord.
God bless you.
Thank you.
All right,
Sister Jerry, this morning, Sister Jerry, I just want to thank and praise God for the blessings that I had over the weekend. I went out Saturday to sit with my brother that's up here from Pine Bluff, Arkansas, to do a eulogy on a friend of ours. And I come home that night, and I checked the mail that fell in my door, and I had a little check in there. And I'm wondering, how in the world did I get this? And it was for something that I had volunteered for a long time ago. And they put a check in the mail for me to say thank you. And I said, oh, thank God. I just picked it up and went to thank the Lord for it. Then I left and I went Sunday. Went to the church Sunday morning. I said, well, I go to Sunday school and leave there and go and hear my brother. He's going to be preaching at another church. So I went to Sunday school, and I immediately went on up to the other church to hear my brother preach. I got up there, and he was preaching. And while he was preaching, you know, I had my cell phone off, and I come out, and I didn't pay it any attention till later on I'm coming home. Sitting down for lunch, I decide to check it. I got two calls I have missed. I said, oh, my Lord. That was my son from Vegas calling. And I said, what is going on? He said, you got your table going? Nope. Well, what you got? Send me the bills. No problem. Give me your account number. No problem. Call it up. The boy then paid the cable bill. He said, now all they need is hook it back up tomorrow. So I'll have the cable on. I'm praising God and thanking him. He said, send the bills to me from now on. No problem. I will be sending them. So the Lord is steady blessing me, and I'm just praising God. I'm just so thankful.
Wonderful. God bless you. God bless you. Take over, Ambassador Feister.
I did hear you. God bless you. Praise God. Get your praise reports ready. Jump in. Praise God. God is working miracles, and God is blessing the people.
Yes, he is.
Man, who will be the next one with the praise report?
Mother Britt from North Carolina. I just want to call and thank all y'all for the prayer line. I thank God that you prayed for me. Go down, I had death in my family. My nephew lost his wife, and I was able to go to South Carolina. And I want to thank y'all for the prayers. The Lord took me safe. And when I got down there, I found out my niece had lost her husband. Now, I don't know if I'm going to try to go back or not. But, you know, I'm just thankful. And then I got a call yesterday. A friend we were knowing for years, she passed. So we have so much to be thankful for, saints. And I'm just grateful that the Lord is good to all of us. And I want y'all to continue to lift them up in prayer. My niece and other people, other family, lost their loved ones. And I'm just thankful the Lord took me and brought me back one more time. Thank you, and may God bless y'all and all y'all. And y'all have a blessed day in the Lord.
God bless you, Mother Brett. Praise God. We will continue. God cover you with his blood while you're on the highways and byways, seeing about his people. Praise God. Yeah. Thank God for you. Amen. Who will be the next one? Who has a praise?
Mother Jensen, I'm going to come back. I want to come back and thank everyone for writing those beautiful letters to for my grandson. I tell you, I got a call yesterday that his mother couldn't find his name in the system, couldn't pull him up in the system. But today they should know exactly what has happened. So I praise God for all of your letters, and she got a stack of letters, and she was reading them to me. I just magnify the Lord and thank God for you taking time and writing those letters. God bless every one of you that wrote a letter for my grandson. I praise you, and I love you, and you can't do nothing about it. And I praise you and thank you for it. God bless you. Bless you.
Praise God. God bless you, Mother Johnson. And if she can't pull his name up in the system, we know that's a good sign. Amen.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of times they do that transitional move before they release them, because they have to tell you in private many times about the release and the transitional move. So if she can't pull him up in the system, that is a good thing. Then we're praising God. And anytime, I'd like to say, anytime you have a loved one or something going on in your life and somebody can write a letter for you, just letting them know what type of person you are and how you really pray. Some people don't know we pray the way we act sometimes, but let them know that somebody know about your prayer life and can witness to it. Praise God. It's a blessing to have a witness to how you pray and how your family is. Amen.
Yes, it is.
Praise God.
Yes.
And it was just an honor to send that letter off, to write that letter and send it off and let them know you. This young man come from a praying family, a sanctified family, a family that's been serving the Lord for many years, enough years for you to.
Amen.
We're thanking God for his blessings, and
thank you,
Mother Johnson, for that. And we just
praise God.
If anything else we can do, let us know. Praise God.
God.
Who else have the next praise?